There are a lot of great quotes out there about writing what you know. Well, then, what better for a writer to write about than writers? I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick, an author herself, has three new novels about women writers. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. I once heard an interesting piece of literary gossip, perhaps apocryphal, that back in their student days, a pact was made by four of our most famous women writers that they would never have children. Since I was sworn to secrecy about this, I can't name names. I will tell you that all but one of them kept the pact, and that the woman who wrote the book I'm about to discuss is not one of them. In fact, Charisse Wallace is a lawyer and film producer, and The Resurrection of Joan Ashby is her debut novel. But it, too, is based on the idea that motherhood is incompatible with serious literary ambition. The novel opens with a hugely laudatory magazine profile of a fictional writer named Joan Ashby, revealing that at age 13, she articulated 9 rules for herself. Number 7 was, do not entertain any offer of marriage, and number 8 was never, ever have children. Then, the article explains, after having taken the world by storm with 2 story collections, Ashby got married and became pregnant at 25. That was the last she was heard from for nearly 3 decades. At that point, we move into a narrative following Joan Ashby through these decades, through her life as a spouse and mother, and through some truly shocking events that bring about her so-called resurrection. As a mother of 3, whose children have inspired rather than blocked my literary career, I totally disagree with what seems to be the point of this book, but I absolutely loved reading it. To go from a big fat book to a little skinny one, our next novel is The Last Laugh by Lynn Freed. Freed takes us to a Greek island for a lightweight comedy about 3 friends, just this side of their 70th birthdays, who decamp for a year, hoping to escape their children, grandchildren, exes, and patients. The narrator of the book is Ruth, a South African mystery novelist who has just killed off the protagonist of her series and taken an assignment to document her Greek island adventures in a magazine column called Granny Agogo. Filling out the trio are her half-sister, Bess, an adorably lazy woman who starts an affair with their taxi driver, and Dania, an annoying Israeli psychotherapist who speaks English with many hilarious malapropisms and has a patient who is stalking her. An aging writer is also at the center of The Inseparables by Stuart Nadler, a novel that came out in 2016. Henrietta, 70, lost her beloved husband 11 months ago and cannot recover emotionally or financially. In desperation, she grudgingly allows the reissue of an X-rated bestseller she wrote in her 20s, a book she's been trying to hide from ever since, and which, of course, brings a flood of unwanted attention. Meanwhile, her daughter Una, an orthopedic surgeon, is navigating the waters of a choppy divorce from her pothead spouse, Spencer, and has embarked on a dubious relationship with their couples therapist. Una and Spencer's 15-year-old daughter, Lydia, has been the victim of a terrible kid at boarding school who made her think he was her boyfriend, gave her her first kiss, and then betrayed her. Honestly, all 3 generations of women in this book are so well done, I could hardly believe it was written by a man.
The books are The Resurrection of Joan Ashby by Charisse Wallace, The Last Laugh by Lynn Freed, and The Inseparables by Stuart Nadler. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wipr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.